All right, we are joined now by Southside Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating. And Jake, we continue to whoop your ass every week. And I think we're going to do just that again. How are you today?
Great. I am absolutely great. And speaking of that, I actually wanted an update. Are you still using your flushable butt wipes?
No, I am not. And I have stopped flushing Zins down the toilet, as I have been told that they're like tea bags and they don't break down organically.
Yes. Non-biodegradable. Mm. Correct.
Have you had trouble with that? Have you seen people having Zins clog their pipes?
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of times, not so much in the toilets, but commercial facilities like urinals and drinking fountains. Yeah, they just spit them down in those things, and that's when it gets all nasty. Mm. That's for sure.
Not good.
Terrible people if you're spitting Zins and urinals. Would never be me.
I know. Just too long like a man and be done with it.
Yeah. All right, Jake, what do you got for us today, big guy? Let's go.
All right, let's go. Let's jump right into it. I'm going with three questions of name that player. All right, first one. 2000 Lester Pearson Award. That's obviously a
timeout. Start again. You cut out a little bit there. Give us the first clue.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. 2003 Lester Award, obviously an NHL award.
All right, have him call us. Have him call us, Callis. We'll do it on the phone.
Yes.
We'll do it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we can't have it cutting out because then we'll lose a clue and
we can't
we'll
have this guy beat us on a technicality.
Right.
Did you hear what happened to the Big 12 and the helmet communication? Because now you have it where you don't have to have those silly cards up anymore or anything like that. You can have the play calls right in your helmet. Well, every single audio channel was made public. By the Big 12 prior to the start of the season, so every team knew which channel the other teams are coming on. Mm. Problem is, they didn't encrypt it. So you could hear every team knew exactly how to listen to the other team. Now, there's not really much you can do with it, I guess, because you only have 20 seconds. So to hear it, convey it, didn't really help. But come on, Big 12.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You don't want to lose a game on technicality. All right, Jake, what do we got?
All right. So now that we got the technical difficulties out of the way here, 2003 Lester Pearson Award. That's an NHL award for most outstanding player voted by your peers of the NHL players. 2005 EA Sports NHL cover athlete.
Mm.
Drafted by the Penguins in 1991. Was in the Penguin system until being traded in 1996.
Mark Recchi.
Boom. No. No. The final answer?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Francis.
All right, what are we doing here, boys? I mean, come on. You guys are arguing over who's going to win here.
Just tell us the answer, because you already said no, and I screwed it up. Just go ahead.
Marcus Naslin.
Yeah, go to hell. Yeah, I knew that.
No idea.
I did know that. All right, clue two. Now we got to sweep him on the next two. Here we go.
Oh, boy. This could be the day. This could be the day for old Southside Jake here. All right. NHL Hall of Famer in 2019. 1994 and 99 Stanley Cup champion. 64 games for the Penguins the 95-96 season. And then he was traded.
He found our weakness. Hockey before we were really born.
Right. Well,
born but not really able to remember things.
Nothing.
So hold up. He was inducted when?
2019.
Say the first parts again.
NHL Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. 2019.
Yep.
Stanley Cup champion in 1994 and 1999. And then he played 64 games for the Penguins in the 1995-96 season before being traded. Controversial. What was that?
Zubov.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it.
Wow.
Great pull. Great pull. Great pull.
So I needed to nut up there and really think. I just took a stab in the dark with the recce deal. Stupid idiot. Yeah, all right. For all the marbles. All the marbles.
That was a good pull. That was a very good pull. All right. For all the marbles. Okay. 1987 NHL Rookie of the Year.
You piece of trash.
One season as a Penguin, 1994-95. Scored the game-tying goal in the popular movie filmed in Pittsburgh, Sudden Death.
Oh, Robitaille. Luke Robitaille. Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, you got it,
Let's
boys.
Go.
You got it,
boys. Let's go. Let's go. Yes.
Oh, man, today was not my day. I thought it was.
Let's go.
If your name is spelled L-U-C, you're going to be good at hockey.
Yes.
But look at all that talent, 95, 96.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
Jake, Foster Plaza, you'll be getting a call at some point to unclog the Zin that I will continuously put down the urinals here. And I'm only doing it not because I have disrespect for the fine maintenance people here, but because I want you fishing out my Zin because we just kicked your ass again.
Wow.
Thank you, Jake.
You know what? You guys better come to play with NASCAR next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Tired of this losing.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's no way.
See you, buddy. Good stuff.
Thanks, Jake.
See ya.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing Heating. Good stuff.
Yep.
Look at us.
Yep.